He will ambush the enemy. I can hear the sound of the Lion of Judah.
Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome in to the Building Up Podcast, episode number 151. Today we're taking 5 minutes in the book of Acts. We're focused in on Acts chapter 4, verse 31. There's a lot happening in Acts 4, but it's really centering around this miracle that happened in Acts chapter 3, where Jesus has healed a man through Peter and John, a man lame from birth. That man has been healed. He has entered the temple with Peter and John, shouting, screaming, making a very public spectacle of praising God, just like any of us would do if we or our family had experienced this kind of miracle. Peter and John, as the crowd gathers in the temple around them, take the opportunity to preach about Jesus, and that draws the attention of some of the religious leaders of the day, the Sadducees, the captain of the temple guard, the priest. And the Bible says, Acts chapter 4, they're deeply disturbed. Now, they're deeply disturbed not by what they see, not by the miracle. They're really deeply disturbed by what they hear about Jesus, the preaching of Jesus and the resurrection of the dead that Peter and John are talking about for all who believe in Jesus. And so they put Peter and John in a type of a lockup, a jail, if you will, overnight. And then they bring them out the next day and put them on this little mini trial. And ultimately, it ends with them telling Peter and John, "We're going to let you go. Don't talk about Jesus anymore. Don't preach in his name. Don't talk about him," which shows you what the real issue is. The kingdom of darkness wants to silence the gospel and the preaching about Jesus. It's really not about the good deeds. It's really even not about the miracles. People could get away with those kinds of things. Even today, we could get away with doing good deeds as a church, but it's the preaching of Jesus, about Jesus, and about the resurrection that comes for those who have faith in Jesus. That is what the enemy wants to silence. So Peter and John are released, and of course, their intention is to keep preaching about Jesus. They say, "God has told us to preach about him. You're telling us to not preach about him. We fear God more than we fear you, so we're going to keep preaching." They go and gather with some of their friends from the church. They praise God. They also pray to God. And their prayer is very specific. Not that God would take the threats away, but that because of the threats, God would give them the power, what they need to continue preaching about Jesus with boldness. So they realize, suffering these threats might cause us to shrink back. So God, we're asking you, help us not shrink back. Help us to have the boldness we need to keep talking about Jesus. And that brings us to verse 31. When they had prayed this, the place in which they were gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with boldness. So God answers their prayer. And that is confidence for us, right? We will all, if we choose to be a bold witness of Jesus and for Jesus, we will all suffer some kind of opposition. And there will be persecution that comes against us. It may be in various forms and to various degrees. It could be extreme. It could be something minor, but we will all face some type of opposition and persecution when we want to be a witness for Jesus. But the idea is we too can approach God, and we too can ask for the boldness to talk about Christ and be a witness for him, even if we face opposition in the process. And God will supply us with the fresh infilling, the fresh power of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of that boldness, just as he did the early church. I think that's the model here. Many times we may be tempted to shrink back in the face of threats of persecution, even if it's just the idea of, oh, if I do this, what's going to happen? If we're able by the Spirit to push through those threats, to push through those fears and say, God, give me the boldness that I need to talk about Jesus and be his witness. We have a pattern here, an example here. We have confidence here from the early church that God will grant that request. So church, let's pray for that boldness. Until next time, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. For more information on our church, please visit us online at agapepinson.com. It's not brought me here.